there, scumbag! Would you like to become a mainstream celebrity?
Well, it's easier than you think.
I pledge allegiance to the leftists of the one world government. Now, you might be saying, I can't just become a celebrity. Wouldn't I have to have immense talent? No! People with just immense talent are getting canceled. So bringing something to the table that allows you to add value to society kinda hurts your ability to become a celebrity. Now there's just a special willingness that you need. And I'll teach you everything you need to know about that in 5 easy steps so you too can become a mainstream celebrity.
Number 1, fearmonger about disease. Even though it doesn't really seem relevant anymore,
striking fear into all who pay attention to you about diseases that you don't have a medical education in is one of your first duties. Wait a minute, now fear has been shown to suppress people's immune system, which then makes them more susceptible to catching diseases and viruses and things like that. So are you really helping them or are you hurting them? Who cares, right? And of course, virtue signaling about wearing a mask all day, every day is just part of your service. And then when you find yourself at the Super Bowl with other people who actually matter, you don't really need to wear one because, well, you never actually believed in them in the first place. Because you believe in something that matters far more, your own significance. Awesome. Thank you for taking a break from doing drugs to virtuously tell me how I should look after my health just like you. Are you a doctor? No, you're basically a prostitute? Well, then I will listen. I'll go get a booster and some heroin.
Number 2. Fearmonger about climate change.
Because you're a climate scientist, the public will think you know best because you know how to repeat what you're paid to say. Guys, the world's gonna be uninhabitable if you don't start taking responsibility and reducing your emissions. So would you quit being selfish and make some sacrifices? Is my private jet ready yet?
We all know that the little people of Earth need to remain controllable to the people that write your checks. And fear is the only way to do it. And you're the Gestapo that gets great riches and fame in return for helping them commit crimes against humanity.
I wonder why so many of Al Gore's predictions never came true. But as you're fear-mongering about disease and climate change, you can sleep well at night knowing you're helping the world become a happier place. Because joy only spreads through fear. And the other thing that helps you sleep well at night is knowing that you don't care.
Number 3. Throw your friends under the bus.
When your friends stand for something that reflects badly on you in the eyes of the bad people that run the establishment, throw your friend right under the bus.
And of course, a great example of who to look up to when it comes to learning how to throw your friends under the bus is The Rock.
Cool, Rock. I will follow your lead and inject myself with insane levels of steroids.
His friend Joe Rogan makes a video basically explaining how he supports free speech. The Rock comments in, "Well said, brother. Can't wait to come on your show." Then, a couple days later, a political hit job video is spread around with Rogan saying the N-word completely out of context. Then The Rock steps in, ties Rogan down to the road, climbs in the bus, drives right over him, and then backs the bus up over him again. Then he runs him over once more, driving off into the sunset, standing for nothing so he won't lose anything.
Number 4, go anti-establishment to get famous. And then sell out to the establishment to get blind rich. Calling out corruption in the establishment will make people fall in love with you because it gives them a voice and helps the little guy out. Just like Howard Stern did. What an irreverent guy, a man of the people back then.
I will not stand for what you're doing to the people, and I'll never back down from standing up for them.
Is that a $400 million check?
And now Howard Stern is so establishment that he's willing to wish death upon the people who aren't coerced into participating in the establishment's business model. So instead of being a good, decent human being, be like Howard Stern.
Number 5, sell out. Now this sounds simple, but there's a couple important components to this step. You first gotta pledge allegiance to the Chinese Communist Party because they are a large part of the sewer system that writes your checks.
我爱更尊重中国更中国人，我很抱歉对我的错误，对不起，我很抱歉。
John Cena, did you call the country of Taiwan a country? Now, how do you reconcile the fact that you're endorsing a brutal communist dictatorship that completely controls its people and is currently committing genocide? That's mass murder against the Uyghur people. I'll answer that question in a second. But first, in order to strengthen the loyalty to the communists that you serve, you're gonna have to betray your country. Bash Trump, an objectively solid president. And praise Biden, an objectively terrible president. Oh yeah, he's way more loyal to China than the US, so
You need to praise him. Imply the Constitution should be burned, and help warn the peasants about the dangers of free speech. The fact that you don't speak your own thoughts in public because you don't have enough courage to speak your own thoughts in public makes you believe that free speech is very expendable. And it is, because you've already made it expendable to yourself. Let's add free speech to disease and climate change on the fear-mongering list. Okay, the other part about selling out is understanding what you're actually selling. Now, it's inaccurate to say you're selling your soul, because you can't do that. But what you can do is sell the space within your being that your soul should occupy. As you can see here, if you just take this pesky soul, along with any morals, values, and principles that it's led you to, and remove them from this space, you can then sell this space for a lot of money to those who want to house their propaganda inside of you. Unlike your soul, which is fulfilling when it occupies a space inside of you, the manipulative propaganda won't be fulfilling. But that's cool. Just keep your attention on the large sums of money coming your way and the things you buy with it, so you won't notice how empty it feels inside of you. And at this point, now that you've disavowed your own country, your principles, and your own soul, your hollow shell of an existence is ready to spread the narrative around like a nasty case of herpes. Oh, and remember that question about how do you reconcile the fact that you're spreading the propaganda around of the brutal Chinese Communist Party dictatorship that's currently committing genocide against human beings? Well, normal people whose inner space is occupied by their soul couldn't support something like that. They just couldn't do it. But because you sold out this space for something other than your soul, you can easily do it. Make sense? Wow, becoming a mainstream celebrity has never been easier with these 5 simple steps. They'll help you get rid of all the rewards of being a principled person and help you reap the atrocities of manipulating people into doing bad things while thinking they're good things. Everybody loses, except the New World Order and you, until you become expendable to them. Enjoy the ride. Hey, another life jacket's coming soon. I wonder what that'll be about. Plus, I'd love to have you jump on my Awaken Warrior newsletter list to ensure that you and I stay connected, the face of growing censorship and deplatformization, and give you behind the scenes looks on things. If you'd like to, just go to awakenwithjp.com/join me, and I'll see you on the inside. I would like to thank the sponsor of today's video, Magnesium Breakthrough by Bioptimizers. I personally love to feel and function my best, but the single biggest factor that can interfere with feeling and functioning my best is stress. Stress can negatively alter your hormones, make it hard to get to sleep, put you in a bad mood, and damage your metabolism. So for those of us who want to feel and function our best, the number one question to ask is, what can we do to reduce our stress? And Magnesium Breakthrough answers that question for us. I love it because it is a legitimately powerful tool for reducing your stress. How, JP? Now, what a lot of people don't know is magnesium is the key nutrient that can reduce your stress from a nutritional perspective. But the problem with magnesium is if you take it in a supplement form, a lot of times it's just one weak form of magnesium. And a lot of people's food is deficient from magnesium because of depleted soils. But Magnesium Breakthrough shines above all of that because it contains all 7 forms of magnesium that your body needs in order to effectively reduce stress so you can feel and function your best. Now, if you like to feel like crap, stay away from Magnesium Breakthrough. But if you are one of those people like me who wants to feel and function your best, you'll likely find it's a great tool to help you reduce your stress so you can ultimately feel great in both your body and your mood. To grab your Magnesium Breakthrough, just go to magnesiumbreakthrough.com/JP. And because you're a viewer of mine, please use the discount code AWAKEN to get a healthy deal.